Good morning. I hope it stays up here. Okay, so I was thinking about what I wanted to discuss with you guys this morning, and the word awareness came to mind. I think it's used a lot now with all these different diagnoses and all these different disorders and things that have come about in the last few decades. There's all this awareness, right? Everybody has a puzzle piece on their car. There's all this awareness around. And I think sometimes until we get into a field or we befriend someone or someone in our family has something or experiences something that we've never been through, it makes us more aware of what they're struggling through or the walks of life that they've had. And then we become more sensitive to that person and we build different relationships as a result of our awareness. So in that, I think sometimes I don't think I'm as aware of this as I could be. And a friend of mine recently once stated, she shared that she doesn't think about the crucifixion of Jesus enough or take it really fully hearted into herself and the full weight of it. And so I was wanting to give myself some time to resonate with that before I took communion this morning. And so I wanted to share the parts of the Bible that I was reading about that. Was the first time I read it and brought some tears to my eyes, trying to really put myself there. So let me share that scripture really quick. Sorry. So I'm in Matthew 27, and I'm going to start at verse 45. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. So I'm picturing a storm's coming in, right? We've all seen that before. You see dark clouds rolling in, and it just feels like another storm is happening. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So he's already been paraded through town. He's already had his cross drug behind him. He's already been bleeding. He's already been whipped. He's already had all these things happen to him. And it's really starting to seem ominous. When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. I can't imagine what that would feel like, to purposely just allow yourself to scream in such a way that you just give yourself up. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. Sounds like something out of a movie. Not something that actually happened. And so I think trying to really emulate and put into focus what really happened and to embrace it is really a challenge, to imagine the world looking like that and feeling like that. But I agree with what my friend said. You know, I don't take enough time to really think about this. I don't think about Jesus every time I break a piece of bread. I wish I did. I'd like to try that. But I don't. And so I don't think that we are to belabor ourselves with this imagery that Jesus gave us. I don't think we're supposed to sit around and weep about it every day, but I think it's supposed to remind us of what a heavy thing that is. And it's supposed to mean something to us. It's a loss that's different than any other loss we'll ever be able to experience. And so I think that the Bible paints a very vivid picture of what happened, and I think that was purposeful. There were some other things that happened in the Bible, lots of stories, but I don't know that one was so vivid with imagery, just filled with pictures of how you could just imagine what that would look like. So before all of that, as we know, you know, Jesus sat around with his disciples and shared with them what was to come. And they had no idea. They didn't understand what he was saying. And I think that happens to us too. You know, we want to have this really heavy conversation with someone. We want to say, hey, and unless you preface it, a lot of times someone's half listening until they go, wait a minute, you just said something really important. Now I need to pay attention. What did I miss before? You know? And so I don't know. I'm a little bit all over the place, but I just know that this is something that is so important to me and so personal to me. And I'm hoping that all of you take it just as personal. And I challenge you this week to take some time, anytime you're sitting at the table, when you're breaking bread and having drink, that you would think of Jesus, maybe even take a little communion or say grace before the meal. And if you would join in this meal with me, that'd be great.